Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Drielly, for those who don't know me, and I teach English as a second language and also as a foreign language. In today's video, we are going to learn how to order food in a restaurant. But before we go to my Word document, I'd like you to subscribe if you're not a subscriber and thumbs up this video. Now let's go to our Word document. Today it's not a PowerPoint, it's a Word document. So I made a little dialogue so we can inspect and analyze word by word, phrase by phrase. So when you go to a restaurant, the first person you're going to interact with, it's the host. The host is usually the person who is in the front desk greeting the customers, greeting the clients that are going to eat in that restaurant. They're also the ones who are picking up the phone and taking orders and answering questions that other people might have. So the host usually greets you, say hello, or good morning, good evening, good afternoon, so depending on the time of the day. So hello, how many? And I made a dialogue that it's based on my own experience. Usually they just like look at you and mumble, how many? They don't usually say like how many, that you easily recognize what they're saying. It's usually a mumble, like, and you just have to guess. So how many? And this question implies how many people are going to eat. So how many chairs do we need at a table to have all of your parties sit? So how many? So if you're alone, just one, please. If you are two, you say two. So usually it's Alex and me, so I say two. So two chairs, two people is going to eat at my table. And then in a restaurant, usually we have different types of seats. We have tables, regular tables, and we have booth. So usually they ask table or booth. Sometimes they don't ask, but I like the booth better. I think it's more comfortable and gives me the vibe of American restaurants. I like that. So when they do not offer me the booth, I ask, can we sit in the booth, please? So usually I go for the booth, and this is the booth. You see how the seats are more comfortable and it gives you the American vibe. But we don't have this kind of seating in Brazil. At least they didn't have when I left Brazil. So the host says, okay, right this way. So right this way means follow me. Wherever I go, you have to follow me. Usually the host is not the one that's going to take the orders or bring you drinks. And they say the waiter will be right with you. That was my dog. You okay, buddy? He's okay. So they say the waiter will be right with you. And that means that the waiter's gonna come and take your order. So just give it a moment, the waiter will be right with you. The waiter comes and says, you know, good evening. And they usually introduce themselves, like, my name is blah, blah, blah. I'll be your waiter tonight. Can I get you a drink to start? So usually we start with a drink. So they can ask him in different ways, and one of the ways is, can I get you a drink to start? Would you like to drink anything to start? Anything, any question that involves like a drink. So can I get you a drink to start? And then usually my husband and I, he asks for a Diet Coke and I ask for water, because if I order a Diet Coke, I don't usually finish my Diet Coke, so it's a waste of money. So I usually drink of his glass. So we usually pay for one Diet Coke, but I drink with them. I also drink my water. And it's interesting enough because when you order water here, water is free. And it's usually what we call tap water. Not a bottled water, it's tap. It comes from the tap or the faucet. So the waiter, you say your order, and then the waiter turns to the other person and says, and for you, sir, or and for you, ma'am, just water, please. The waiter asks, would you like any appetizer? So appetizer are the snacks, like the little portions that you eat before your main meal. The main meal, as the name implies, is the meal that it's the one that's going to fill your stomach. Like you're gonna eat the main meal to feel full. The appetizer is just to avoid you from starving. These are kind of appetizers because they are small portions. They are not to satisfy you fully, but to avoid you from starving. So usually you start with an appetizer. Depending on a restaurant that you go, you have different appetizers. So if I go to a Mexican restaurant, I usually order chips. Or if I go to an American restaurant, I can order, I don't know, maybe fries. So it depends on the restaurant you're going to. And then, no thank you. So you don't have to order an appetizer. We usually do because I'm always starving, but depending on the restaurant that you go, you have appetizers for free. So when we go to Mexican restaurants, they give us chips and salsa for free, and we fill our stomachs with that. And then the waiter comes, here's your water and your Coke. So he turns to the person, right? So here's your water and your Coke. So what if there's something wrong with your order? So he got me the drink. I drink my Diet Coke. As you can see, I'm drinking mine right now. I'm addicted.
Addicted.
It doesn't taste like Diet Coke. So I ask, oh, is this diet? So it's okay to make mistakes, and waiters make mistakes. So if they got your order wrong, no worry, they will replace it. So he says here, I'm sorry, no, let me go get you Diet Coke. So let me, it's usually like very soft, like, oh no, let me, allow me. So let me go get and get, like, go grab, get you. So you can use like a personal pronoun here, you, the Diet Coke. And then when you're giving someone something, you can say, here you go, here you go. Are you ready to order? And so now, you know, it's been a few minutes, so he's gonna ask if you're ready to ask for the food that you want. So are you ready to order? So to order is to place what you want. So for example, you can order something online. If you go to Amazon, and you're buying stuff and then you place your order or you're ordering something, it means that you're asking for something. And then you can say yes or no. So if you say no, we need a few more minutes. If you do need a few more minutes to look over the menu, it's okay. The waiter's gonna say, okay, I'll come back. So because he's here, he's gonna go away and he's coming back in a few minutes. And then a few minutes later, he comes back again and says, what can I get for you? So what, like, what is the order? Can I get, grab for you, for, because for your benefit, right? So I'm benefiting you because I'm gonna bring you food. I'm doing that on your favor. You're not gonna go to the kitchen and tell them what you wanna eat. I'm doing that for you. So it's also on your behalf. When you're ordering food in a restaurant or in a fast food in English, you have to be very polite. Usually it's in the form of a question. So may I, can I, could I? So may I have mushroom burger? And then you can change your order. So if there's something that you don't like in that food, you can remove it. And to do that, instead of saying without this and that, without is just a long word. So we usually say no. For example, no tomatoes, no onions, no corn, no veggies. So that is like the simplest way of asking for something to be out, like without that ingredient. So I don't want cheese, no cheese. I don't want lettuce, no lettuce. So no tomatoes. Now I wanna add something to my burger. So can you add cheese, please? So you see how it's very polite, like I'm asking for their permission, and that's how it's supposed to be. When I first got in the USA and I went to a restaurant with my American family, I would say, I want this, this, and that. And one of my host kids, she said, that is so rude. So I learned with her that we have to ask for their permission. The waiter says, sure, no problem. And for you, sir, ma'am. So here you go. He asks again, like he turns to you. And then when he turns to the other person and he's ready to take that person's order, he says, and for you, sir or ma'am. And ma'am, it's a very polite way, informal English, spoken English, to refer to a woman. Some women think that is not a nice title because they feel old. I don't mind with ma'am. So I work at a school, I'm a teacher, I'm a fourth grade teacher, and usually when I say okay, deal, they say yes, ma'am. So in informal spoken English, that is very, very common. And then here he said, I'll have the spaghetti. See, He's not making a question. Can I have a spaghetti, please? But saying I'll have the spaghetti, it's also very polite. So you don't always have to ask for someone's permission. You can just say I'll have the spaghetti. Instead of I want the spaghetti, you can say I'll have the spaghetti. I have a question about it because all the ingredients here are not listed. So I can ask, does it come with any vegetables? Does it come? Does, because we're talking about spaghetti. Spaghetti is a thing, so I need does to make a question. And also, you have the clue here of the pronoun it. So it does, in form of a question, does it? You see, when we're talking, we don't say does it, we say does it, like a Z sound. Does it? Does it come? Does it come? And the it here, the T, we don't usually say T. Does it? We say does it. It's the glottal T. Does it come with any vegetables? Here we're going to add those two words together. With any vegetables? No, only the noodles. So spaghetti has, I don't know how to describe those, but I'm gonna show you. So these here are the noodles. So individually, noodle, multiple noodles. So these are the noodles, okay? Now the sauce is what you put on top or mix that noodles with. So you can have different types of sauce. You can have tomato sauce, you can have Alfredo sauce. Alfredo sauce is that white sauce. So this is a sauce. This is the tomato sauce, also called marinara. Very strange to say that in English, but marinara. So these are noodles. This is the sauce, marinara sauce or tomato sauce, and the meat. Meat can be chicken, but usually when they say meat, it's cow meat. Then the guest goes, "Perfect." The waiter says, "Anything else?" So if you wanna, like you're ordering, he just wants to check that you order everything that you wanted to order so he can ask you anything else. Like, would you like anything else? No, thank you. So you see how many thank yous and please, and this is a very polite conversation, and that's how it usually goes when you're ordering food. Bye, Coke time. So he comes with your order a few minutes later. He grabs the spaghetti and the burger. So he usually says, "The spaghetti without any vegetables," and he gives to the person. "The burger with no tomatoes and cheese. Here you are. Let me know if you need anything." So tell me, so let me know, it's the same as tell me, give me the information if you need anything else. So you usually drink your drink. So let's say I'm drinking my water and my water is empty. Refill is when they give you another glass of water for free. So you only pay for one glass. Usually here when you order like Coke and it comes in a glass, you drink all of it and then you get a refill. So that means you're gonna get another glass full of drink without paying any extras. So can I get a refill, please? Sure thing. So instead of saying of course or yes, you can say sure thing. It's just another way of saying yes. In the USA, the waiters have this really annoying habit of coming around and ask you things. And they usually come when you have your mouth full of food. So they ask, "How's everything here?" Ends in S. We are going to add them together and it will sound like a Z. How's everything? How's everything? So he's just asking, like, how does it taste? Does it taste good? Usually I say great because I have my mouth full of food, or I just nod and smile. And then after a few minutes, I just ask for the check. In the USA, of course, the waiters, they usually get tips. So you pay for your food, the restaurant doesn't pay the waiters that well. Usually they make their income through tips. Tips is the small portion that you give to the waiter only. And because they make their money really with those tips, it's really fast. You don't sit down to have a talk for hours. You sit down, eat your food, and leave. Sit down, eat your food, and leave. Because more customers mean more money, more tips. That's why it's just super fast. So, can I have the check, please? The check is the bill, like the piece of paper that comes with what you ate, the price, and how much you have to pay. That's how it goes. Can I have the check, please? Some places call tab. Can I have the tab? But they will bring you the check. Here you go again, giving you something. Here you go. They're going to say thank you, you know, thank you for dining. Dining, so eating dinner with us. So dining with us today. Have a great night. And night because we are saying bye-bye. If it's hello, it's good evening. Have a great evening. But if it's bye-bye, it's night. So that's how it goes. They bring you the check with all listed. And then you put your card or you give the money. They take the everything again. They take everything again. They go and process the card. They bring it back, the receipt. And that you add your tip, like how much you want to tip. It's usually 15%. That's the minimum that you have to tip. 15% out of the total. Usually some restaurants give you the amount of money. So 15% equals this much. You can also be very generous and tip more. So 18%, 20%, depending on the service that was provided to you. So if you get really good service, you can tip more. If you get like a service, you can tip the 15%, that's fine. And you do have to tip. It's very bad if you don't tip. So after all that, they say, thank you for dining with us today. Have a great night. You leave the paper on your table and you can leave because they're gonna come back around, collect that payment and clean your table. If you want to say, oh, you have a great night too, you can say for you too. That's the short version of have a great night too or just for you too. And that is it. That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for watching. Leave in the comments down below here if you have any questions. Don't forget to subscribe if you're not a subscriber and thumbs up this video. I hope to see you in the next video. Bye-bye.